All right, it is 10:01. We're calling this month's meeting of the Tarrant County 911 Emergency Assistance District Board of Managers to order. Start with roll call.
Rick Brunson.
Present.
Harvey Insko.
Here.
Robert Aldridge.
Here.
Robert Briggs. Sam Hall.
Here.
Jonathan Ingles.
Here.
Ray Richardson.
Here.
Elaine Williamson.
Here.
Chairperson, we do have a quorum.
Welcome, everyone. The first agenda announcements.
Yes, sir. The annual report was sent to the board on last Friday, and a printed copy is in your sleeve. That's the 2024 annual report.
And I appreciate the electronic copy also, so that I can forward it to the county administrator's office to share with the commissioners. Next item is public review. We are required every 3 years to have a public hearing to seek input from the public on whether or not we should continue our 911 district and whether or not we should do that under the existing funding structures. Did I get that right?
Yes, sir.
Okay. So that hearing is now open. Do I have anyone who wishes to speak to the topic? Seeing none, the hearing is closed. And I will consider approval. Is it a request or? Consider approval of an order on the continuation or dissolution of the 911 district. And ours would be to continue.
Motion to continue.
Motion made by Chief Ingles.
Second.
Seconded by Ms. Ingles. Insko. Aubrey. All in favor say aye.
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 Should raise your hand.
Okay. Motion passes unanimously. Glad we got that over. Next is the consent agenda. Do I have a motion to approve the consent agenda?
Make a motion to approve consent agenda.
Second. Motion made by Ms. Insko and seconded by Chief Aldridge. Next, we have the legislative update.
To the motion, a second, no vote.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Motion passes unanimously.
Ready for me?
We're ready for the road warrior.
I'll just jump right into it. Last Friday was the deadline to file bills to be considered for this session. Friday afternoon, Senate Bill 2860 was filed by Senator Boris Miles, who's a Democrat from Houston. And that bill is what I briefed you on last week. It does not increase the fee per se, but it ties it to the Consumer Price Index. And if you work the numbers, when that bill is enacted, the wireless fee should go up to almost 75 cents. So it's a very good thing we have a bill filed. The members, Republican members who we were wanting to file it, backed away at the last minute for various reasons. None of them are very clear, but the bill is filed, so that's great. Another great part of that bill is there's no mention anywhere, the word increase is not anywhere in that bill. And I know that seems kind of small, but that's actually pretty big for us to be able to go through with that language not in there. Sherry and I were talking earlier, and it's great we have this bill, and as I've said before, I just want to be sure we have a backup plan in case we don't see this bill getting any traction, and whether that could be tacking this language on to another bill and using that as a vehicle to get through, or last session we passed the bill that allows the broadband infrastructure fund to to put money to the Next Generation 911 Fund. And with this budget surplus, that is another option. So this afternoon, there is a legislative subcommittee for the Alliance, Zoom call, which Sherry's a member of, and I'll be on it along with the lobbyists from Greater Harris County and the Alliance's lobbyists and their attorneys to talk about our next steps and what we need to do to get this bill moving and set up a backup in the event this bill does not go anywhere. But all in all, down to the 11th hour with that bill getting filed, but I know it's mid-March, but there's still a lot of baseball left in this session, and we're just getting started. So, if you have any questions, I'm happy to answer.
Any questions for the board? Are you still planning on having a roadshow meet and greet with each individual local representative?
It depends on where the bill is in the process or where our backup plan is in the process. We need to be kind of strategic, and if we have our members in a certain committee and that bill goes through there, then we absolutely will have this board down there. Or if it's coming to a floor vote and we need all hands on deck, we'll definitely do that. But right now it's a little bit early for it.
We appreciate all you're doing.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Thank y'all.
Thank you, and have a safe trip back.
Yes, sir.
Executive Director report.
Thank you so much. Before we get into the monthly statistics, which are on page 7 through 12 of your board packet, I'd like Kat to stand up and tell you about the Telecommunicator Appreciation Gift for 2025.
Hi, everyone. So we made sure that everyone had one of the 2025 Telecommunicator Appreciation Gifts for this year. This is a wireless charging pad for your phone on top. You can just rest your phone on top of the logo and it will actually charge your phone. And then if you open it up and look inside, there is a notebook, which we picked one that you can easily find a replacement for that fits. So if you go through it, you're not gonna have to special order a pad. You can just find one at Walmart. And then it has a charging cord that works for both Android and iPhones. If you have a device that maybe won't charge on top, maybe a more special device, you can open up right here and charge like an iPad or a different cell phone. Like if you have a flip phone, like my mom, you can charge it on here. To save the battery, this little power button turns the charging port on top on and off. And then it has a place for pens, business cards, etc. So we wanted to make sure you guys got one of those, and those will be going out to the dispatch centers during Telecommunicator Appreciation Week.
Thanks. So, you. These are awesome. I love this gift.
That's pretty cool.
Very cool. Very thank you, Kat.
Of course.
Good job.
So once again, you're.
I'm gonna follow that up.
I know. How are you gonna follow that up?
No, Rick, hold on to mine, would you?
You're not here. We get to finders keepers.
I know, shoot.
We promise we'll save yours, Robert. Our monthly statistics for public education analytics, Safety Smart Rallies for the 24, 25, 26 is, she's already working on the 26 agenda. Your monthly call volumes and training are through pages 6 through 12 of your packet. Did y'all have any questions on any of those? I'd like to point out that our board member appointment expirations are on page 13. Robert, your appointment expires 4/24 of 25. Chief Hall, 5/4 of 25, and Chief Ingalls, 5/23. Could y'all possibly get those on your council agenda? Or, I don't know how yours is done, Robert. This is a first for me. And get those, that paperwork into us, I would really appreciate it.
Point of clarification. if he doesn't get reappointed, he can still appear and talk.
Yeah, of course.
So there's really no negative impact since he can't vote.
Yeah. He has a voice. Absolutely.
Just keep it in mind that his bureaucracy takes a long time sometimes.
Item C, the Board of Managers staff action update. I sent you an email. I did get a hold of Kim Ward. And just to be clear what you're wanting from Galveston, Houston, Galveston.
I will talk to you about that offline.
All right. Okay, then. We'll discuss that. Is there anything else for me?
Because it's not that.
It's not. Okay, excellent. Well, we'll get a clear understanding of that. I think we're off, unless y'all have any questions for me. We'll move on to the updates.
You seem anxious, ready to go. Good morning. I've got a couple updates here. Sarah's out on vacation. I was silly to let her go on vacation, but that's on me. Regarding Willow Springs, things are moving right along. We've had a couple of delays, as we mentioned last time. We're in storm season. I don't know if anybody from North Texas is aware of that or not, but storms are rolling through. We've had some minor delays. We're actually making some headway in catching up. So our big outstanding item is working on getting Encore with some power. We've seen some delays in getting some final movement through the City of Fort Worth on that. We've reached out through City of Fort Worth to see if we can't find some way to kind of help move this along. Every time we think we're getting somewhere, it kind of slides back, but it's with the floodplain group, and we're hoping that beginning of this week, we're going to see some positive action on that, but it's been a bit of a challenge still, and that's really holding up any further movement on that. But we do have Encore ready to go. It's just on that final bit for construction, but I think that's heading forward. Any questions on
that? So you need our assistance in moving that forward. Did you get what you needed on the inspection, though,
from the city? The inspection is great. Perfect. We greatly appreciate that. That all went very well. We got that all nailed down. It's now just with the floodplain group, and we've got several different gals working on that over in the floodplain department. That there's been lots of confusion on things there, but you know, we can chat about that if necessary. That's moving forward. We've also been working on the mechanical yard quite a bit. We're seeing that kind of coming along. We've actually got the foreman working this week and actually pouring it next Monday. Some delays on that due to some of the testing and the foul weather of making sure that the ground is going to be able to support all of the stuff we're going to put in there. Structure cabling is moving along great guns. So there's a lot that's happening. We're actually able to kind of see some of the things taking place. Once the ceiling area is done, everything else falls in pretty quick and easy, but it's been getting all the infrastructure in place and working with really tight tolerances. It's still been plaguing us, but we're pretty much through most of that. So there we go in Willow Springs. Questions?
You quit.
The padding that I may have tuned you out for a second. You said the padding that you're pouring is for the generators, though, right?
Correct. There's a mechanical yard, and that's off to the side, and that's being expected right now with pretty good week ahead of us for Monday. That's obviously very weather dependent on things.
Thank you, appreciate it.
I would like to let you know in April, and I'll give you all the dates offline, we'll be taking staff out to view the building as a team building event, so they can actually see where their offices are and see the progress, because many of them have not been out there since we purchased the property. And if y'all would like to attend with us, we had to pick a time during kind of their lunch hour, so we didn't hold them up in any way. But if any of y'all would like to go out with us, just let me know and I'll send you the date and time. Thank you.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Any other questions? Thank you, Kevin.
Certainly. Next gen project.
You get to be Sarah now.
I'll just keep the same tone of voice versus kind of going back to what I said. It's kind of not weird. Things are going fairly well. We've had some delays. The hardware refresh is moving forward. One of the things that we had to do with Mark, too, we've spoken with Urban, we had to delay one of the hardware refresh updates that we were doing due to tornado they had. We thought, you know, let's not do that instead. let's hold on that. So our teams were all set to go that morning, and we said, you know, this just seems like a bad idea. So that's been rescheduled for coming up this week. But we've been really pushing, trying to keep AT&T on the schedule of things, and by the end of this month, we should have System 3 all got over and finished and complete. And everything's just going as best at clockwork as it can. That's positive. Regarding specifically on the next gen, there has been some milestones. There was a milestone that we did not hit last week. It had to do some configuration issues due to some of the testing, but that's okay. That's why we test things. Motorola is getting schooled greatly on how Tarrant County 911 does things and how intrusive we want to see our testing. So there's a couple things we had some questions on. We had to kind of go back and look at some things. But otherwise, we're moving right ahead.
So Sarah's still at it.
Sarah's still at it.
Good.
And the team is really, you know, Sarah's team is, they're juggling an awful lot of things, but there's an awful lot of testing going on all these elements. This is one of those things, as we make this transition, we really need to understand how it's built. So in the future, when things go not as anticipated, we understand why and where those, you know, sensitive parts are. So, questions, queries, concerns. Thank you.
Thank you,
Kevin.
Thank you, Sarah. Okay. Next is purchases over $150,000. ARN 25-018- AT&T dedicated technician contract.
So I'll speak to Sarah once again. This is on the agenda last week or last month, but this is just a 1-year extension for support with AT&T dedicated technicians that we have in place. It's just a continuation of the existing services for 1 more year.
And to be clear, once we onboard next gen core services with Motorola, AT&T is still going to be our service provider, though.
So they will be, we will, this is a contract
support
specifically for boots on the ground. So we have put an agreement with, we have 3 dedicated technicians that respond to locations and PSAPs where they need it. If the handset cord goes bad,
right,
monitor needs change out, or even kind of an outage that they need to do something regarding the equipment that's out there. So the core services service, that would then go through Motorola, but that's a whole different contract. But this one's specifically for those technicians.
So they will stay, though, even though we, when we move off of AT&T onto Motorola.
That is correct.
The AT&T techs will still service at the ECC level.
That is correct.
Thank you. Make a motion to approve if there's no other questions.
Motion to approve by Ms. Hinsko.
Second.
Aubrey. I'm CC.
It's a hard one.
Seconded by Chief Aldridge. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Did you see it?
Yeah.
Okay. Motion passes unanimously. Next we have board resolutions, RN 25-022, revised personnel policy.
Hello, how's everyone doing? I have provided 2 personnel policies for you. One is a new policy, is the temporary employee policy.
What page?
Okay. Page, I'm sorry.
54 is the temporary employee policy, and 43 is the revised personnel policy.
The temporary employee policy, that is one that is a very new policy. Obviously, one of the reasons behind us creating this policy is that sometimes we have projects that come up, or we may need some additional assistance. Like for example, we're getting ready to move into a new building. One of our goals is to become paperless, and so we want to make sure that a lot of the documents that we have that may be in physical form, we would like to update those to scan them and make them in digital form. So we're thinking that one of the ways that we can utilize this policy is to help us have some temporary employees for a fixed amount of period of time to help us with that project. And there may be other occasions where we may need temporary employees. Let's say someone goes out on maternity leave and we have a project that needs to continue while that person is out. We would need to utilize that, this policy for that as well. This person would obviously work under 20 hours, and we would look at the person to see how long we would need that person. It would just be for a short period of time. So staff is recommending that you approve this policy.
I have a quick question. In our other policy under compliance, is there anywhere where we talk about CJIS compliance in any of the full-time employee policies?
Yes.
Because it's not in here, and I imagine they would...
No, it's not in that, but we have another policy that talks about onboarding and the background check that's required. So the person would have to undergo a CJIS. They would basically undergo pretty much all of our requirements. The only thing that they would have is a short version of the orientation. It wouldn't have the lengthy version.
Are temporary employees already included in that policy?
Well, that policy pretty much is to say any county 911 district employee.
Perfect. Thank you.
I have a question about the absence without leave, job abandonment.
Yes.
It says if they don't show up for 3 days, which I think is generous, that it's considered abandoned.
Yes.
But that they can appeal that an additional 5 days, for an additional 5 days, to get their job back. Are we opening ourselves up to second guessing?
I don't think so. I think we need that because sometimes we, let's say the person was incapacitated and we had no idea that they were incapacitated and unable to come to us, or then having one at the time. We always want to, you know, obviously give that person a window of opportunity to explain the circumstances. That doesn't necessarily mean that we have to grant their request. We just have to look at all the facts and circumstances and see whether we want to make a change in that decision. But ultimately, I think we need to have that window of flexibility in case we need it. And that's going to sort of shield us from potential liability or something maybe we should have known or could have known, but we didn't take the opportunity to know it because we didn't have that language.
So you're asking for approval of revised personnel policy and new personnel policy?
Yes, I am.
So I hear a motion to approve.
I'm confused for a second. You want to do both? I haven't read the other one. We were talking about the temporary
okay.
one.
We were talking about the temporary. In the holiday and leave time
okay.
policy, basically, we're requesting that we expand the bereavement in terms of the definition of immediate family. We think that, you know, obviously for our employees, sometimes they do experience a death of a loved one, and we didn't have like some of the in-laws included, we didn't have step siblings included or step relatives. And so we thought that under the circumstances, I think as we continue to try to support our employees and make sure that we have appropriate policies in place to retain them, we felt it was a good idea to open that policy up to expand it to more family members. And
any
so we're
questions?
asking that the board approve this policy as well.
I have an information question. When did we drop Cesar Chavez? Drop Cesar Chavez as a holiday?
I didn't know we had it. It was suggested one time, it was never approved.
Okay. Shame on me.
Well, that's something I can certainly look at.
No, we're good. So do I have a motion to approve the revised personnel policy, holidays and leave time?
Motion to approve.
Motion made by Chief Aldridge. Seconded by Aubrey.
Thank you.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Motion passes unanimously. All opposed?
We need one more motion for RM25023.
I'm getting there.
I'm sorry.
It's next on the list. And do I hear a motion to approve RN25-023, new personnel policy, temporary employees?
Make a motion to approve.
Second.
Motion made by Aubrey. Seconded by Chief Ingalls. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion passes unanimously. Next is RN25-024, new board appointment. Page 56. Our current policy allows us to have a chair of the Board of Managers and a vice chair of the Board of Managers. The vice chair is currently vacant, so I would entertain a motion for nomination.
I'll make a motion to approve Aubrey Insko as our vice chair.
You willing to accept the nomination?
I will.
Do we have any other nominations?
I'll second.
Hearing no other nominations, we will close the nominations. All in favor of Aubrey, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed to Aubrey. I dare you.
Thank you.
The motion passes unanimously. Okay. It is now 10:27, and we will recess this meeting and go into executive session pursuant to Chapter 551, Texas Government Code. The district reserves the right to convene an executive session from time to time as deemed necessary during this meeting. Section 551-071, Section 418.183F, Texas Disaster Act, and we will be in executive session to discuss the March 4th, 2025 storm update.
Elena, do you want to hop on to the other Zoom? Come on, Ethan.
Okay, we are now returning to open session of the meeting. Do we have any comments from the public? Seeing none, this meeting is over or closed.
Adjourned.
Adjourned.